This is Scott Becker with a Becker's Healthcare, Becker's Dental Review podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by a company founder, Julie Charlestein. Julie's going to tell us about how she built her company, some of her big goals, what's going on in her business, and more. Julie, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and give us a little background on yourself?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me, Scott. I'm very excited and I really appreciate it. I am the CEO of Premier Dental. Premier develops, manufactures, and distributes innovative products for the oral health professional. So we are inspired solutions for daily dentistry. It's what the dentist and the hygienist are going to reach for on their tray day in and day out. My career path is kind of like a little bit different to get to this place. My undergrad is in something completely unrelated, political science and Judaic language and literature, so nothing that you're going to go into business for. I worked in D.C. for a while. Then I worked part-time at Premier, and then I went to business school and worked outside, and then decided to come and work full-time at Premier. So I've been here for about 18 years. I started as a product manager, and then 3 years ago, I became CEO.
Well, congratulations. And how are you enjoying the CEO role? Was that a big transition? Was it a normal transition? How did that feel to make that transition?
It's funny that you say that, because before I was CEO, I was president. So in effect, I was leading the company, and I thought, okay, how different is it really going to be? I remember, the date was, okay, April 1st is when the transition is going to be. And on that day, absolutely everything changed. Not necessarily in the business, but in my mindset. And it's been an amazing, amazing gift and journey, and I love it.
When you say it changed, how did it change? When you're serving as president and somebody else was chief executive officer, was it more that you, almost as president, weren't in charge of everything, but were still almost like an advanced COO, but you're probably a COO as well, but then as CEO, you were sort of in charge of everything? How did that change? Talk to me about that for a moment.
So yes, that's exactly right. A perfect descriptor. You've done this before. So a big thing that changed, and I think part of it mentally, was Premier is a fourth generation, 106-year-old family business. So I'm the fourth generation leader. So in that respect, kind of stepping up and having that responsibility of that legacy really became very powerful, very palpable to me. The other thing was recognizing the responsibility for all of our employees and their families and their legacies. And then, of course, all of the financial responsibilities, things that I was aware of, obviously, all of these things, but that never fell squarely on me, which now I was essentially the steward and the driver of.
And being in a fourth generation family business, and the fascinating world that we're in today, you see some of these fourth generation, or not fourth generation, but second, third generation family dental products businesses that have over the course of time become so valuable that it creates a whole, and not just in dental, but in other types of family businesses, that all of a sudden you have a world where private equity is chasing these kinds of businesses. Mm-hmm. There's other large dental products companies trying to chase these kinds of businesses. And all of a sudden you have this different pressure of, do we hold, do we stay the course, or do we sell? And we would have never thought of selling. We're fourth generation, but the price has become so valuable. And you don't have to talk about your own perspective on that and whether you guys look at it that way, but do give me a moment on whether you're seeing that in the landscape.
Well, what a great place to be in, right? I mean, in an industry that's in such demand, that's constantly innovating, that is being looked at in this way, and Premier is part of it. I get those calls every day and twice on Tuesdays. but for us, the great news is we love what we're doing. We're good at it. And we're successful. We're able to partner with the dentist and with industry, and that's where we are. And we're just really thrilled to be in this space.
Since you're in charge, and I know I use that term in different ways, because reality, it's always a shared being in charge in any mm-hmm. business, whether it's family or not, because you're so reliant on your constituents, your team members, your customers, everybody else.
Of course.
That in charge is a very mixed term today. But big initiatives, big things that you're looking at, big goals, what do you sort of look at when you sketch out, here's the big things we're trying to do today?
So right now we're continuing on the path of being what we call data-driven and consumer-led. There is so much information that we can utilize to serve as drivers, levers to understand our customers, to develop messages that resonate with them, and of course to connect with dentists. It all starts with them, to connect with them on their innovative and entrepreneurial ideas. Tied into that, of course, is kind of our getting, in addition to all that, is utilizing the data and other mediums that are available to us, media that are available to us, to get Premier out there. So a lot of social and digital initiatives that we're undertaking to reflect our brand and Premier's four pillars, which are really the foundation of the business.
Do you find yourself, is there this movement towards larger and larger DSOs and practice management companies in the dental space? Do you find yourself also, in addition to trying to be in front of and serve so well the hygienist and the dentist and everybody else in sort of the practice, do you find yourself also with more and more of an effort on the national account strategy because of the DSO presence, or not so much? Any sense of that?
No, absolutely. It's a big part of our business. It's a growing part of our business. And we're very happy to partner with them because, again, it's about delivering the ultimate technology to the dentist so that their patient can have optimal care.
Thank you. So you really have to pitch at the informality and work stress, but you really have to be in front of the dentist itself, in the DSO, and really be user-friendly to both, and they got to want to work with you.
Absolutely right. And you were talking about the dynamics of, you know, the financial community in this space, and that is also part of the DSO. So it's a different, it sometimes can be a different message and a different perspective, but something, of course, that we value.
Right. And so much of the DSOs, as you allude to, have been private equity funded, mm-hmm. different way of doing business. A lot of speed to move from point A to point B and grow their businesses, grow their profitability, and then perhaps trade off in the business in a few years, at least the private equity funds, then invest in DSOs. But the dentists are still practicing for the long run is really the situation. And then in terms of your sort of perspective, you've grown up in the business. You've been in it for 18 years yourself. Wonderful situation. What's fascinating about family businesses is, and people don't realize this, almost no one becomes CEO of the family business unless they actually earn it, because there's so much pressure internally not to let the person in the family become CEO unless they really earn it. They almost have screwed themselves. You use the phrase, we look at this once every day and twice on Tuesday. It's almost the same right. thing with a family member that becomes CEO. They have to prove themselves every day and then twice on Saturday or Sunday or whatever day of the week it is. Do you bring to your business a core management philosophy? And if so, how have you developed that?
So my core management philosophy is essentially a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, which is be silly, be honest, be kind. And that is how I run my life and how I run this business, of course, with the help of others. We're here, obviously, to bring optimal care to the patient and to partner with the dentist in order to do so. It's very important work. It's very serious. At the same time, we can have a great time doing that. Our meetings are fun. I mean, I curse. I have the worst language possible. I'm not going to do it here, but it's part of who I am. And part of how we interact. Being honest, I am very, very direct. I make my expectations known, deadlines, you know, things like that, strategies, and be kind. We're all here working together. And there is an amazing sense of camaraderie and really family. My grandfather always said, a part of you belongs to Premier. Now, what a privilege. How amazing is that to know that you are part of this community, and we all galvanize around that.
Well, that's fantastic. Again, would you repeat those three things? Be silly, be kind, be honest. Is that the core?
Yes. Be silly, be honest, be kind.
And then I'm going to ask you one final question in terms of motivation and drive. Where does the motivation and drive come from that brings you to where you're at today and what you're doing and so forth?
A lot of it is innate. I'm just that person. I've always been very motivated. I've always been very driven, irrespective of what I was doing. I've always wanted to be fiercely independent. And I think all of those things have served me well to get to this point and to be able to be a leader, because that motivation and that drive, you were talking about kind of like proving things to the family. More important is showing up for the people of Premier and being an example with that motivation, with that drive. And that is what drives me, is the people, the organization, and really what I see is the limitless possibilities that we can achieve.
Well, I want to tell you, Julie, it just is a pleasure visiting with you today. So it's so nice to have somebody so enthusiastic and so positive and so accomplished on the phone with us today on the podcast. Just a great pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
You made it a lot of fun.
Well, Julie, you were terrific. Thank you very, very much.